Mr. Flint, as do all members of the public of Missouri, has a right to know before the state engages in an execution how it's doing it, why it's doing it, what processes have been followed. Unfortunately, that information has not been made available. Mr. Flint's obvious interest is based on his personal experience with Mr. Franklin. Mr. Flint believes that a more appropriate punishment for him would be to spend the remainder of his life in jail thinking about what he did every day. Mr. Flint wakes up every morning being reminded of his actions. Whatever one's own personal belief about what should occur, we can all agree that the public has a right to know how this process is occurring, what's been done to make it happen. We don't have that information, and Mr. Flint has to sue to get it. The ACLU, likewise, as a fundamental defender of democracy and constitutional rights and civil liberties, believes that the public has a right to be aware of how the state is purporting to execute someone in its name.
Well, what specifically do you need to know? I mean, we know that there's a drug that's going to be injected into this man's arm, and he's going to die because of that. What do you need to know beyond that, and why is it necessary to know that?
We actually don't know that, and here's why. So, for example, with the prior protocol, the drug proposed to be used was propofol. We did not know until after the ACLU Sunshine Request lawsuit was filed, which should not have been necessary since the state has a responsibility to turn over the documents prior to litigation, but we did not know until those documents were released that the state was not in proper possession of that drug. With respect to how the execution is purportedly going to be carried out.
Let me stop you there because you were breaking up during that part of the conversation. Can we go back and...
Okay.
Okay.
So again, with respect to Mr. Flint's right to know, his right, as along with the right of the people of the state of Missouri to have complete information about how and what the state is intending to doing. The imposition of capital punishment is a very serious policy decision. It shouldn't be made in a climate of withholding of information, denial, obfuscation, and partial truths. We know, for example, with the propofol drug, that prior to the release of documents following the ACLU's Sunshine litigation, the public was not aware that that drug was not properly in the possession of the state. We know with respect to M3, the quote-unquote board-certified anesthesiologist, that in fact he cannot be board-certified. The American Board of Anesthesiology has stated that if you participate in an execution, you cannot be a member of the organization. So there are so many indications of misinformation, denial, obfuscation, withholding of information, that the public can have no confidence that we know anything about this procedure that is about to occur. Mr. Flint believes that the public should have the information available, and then a full and informed decision can be made.
I guess the ACLU, of course, would have legal standing in Missouri because it's in Missouri, but as I understand it, Mr. Franklin is not under a death sentence because of the crime he committed against Mr. Flint, nor is Mr. Flint a person who lives in Missouri. So is there a question of his legal standing in taking this action?
So Mr. Flint clearly has an interest in what happens to Mr. Franklin. I don't think anyone can deny that. Mr. Flint, more than many others in the state of Missouri, of course not more than all. We know there are others whose lives have been impacted directly by Mr. Franklin, but Mr. Flint certainly has the right to advocate his belief that Mr. Franklin should spend the rest of his life in prison. In order for him to make that case, though, he needs to have information available so that he can advocate for his views. More fundamentally, that the people of the state of Missouri don't know what is being done purportedly in our name is also problematic.
So there's a limited amount of time to get all of this done.
That is another problem. Why is the state rushing into this? Given its past behavior, the past withholding of information, the past misrepresentations, why are we rushing to do something when it might not be the right thing or being properly done? This November 20 date should be taken off. The governor, as he did with the prior date, should state that it is time to look at this information, to have a full public discussion with all necessary and available information. At that point, a more thoughtful, careful policy decision could be made.
Jeffrey, I've covered 16 executions, and after every execution, all of the witnesses, the public witnesses at least, are expected to sign a document that indicates we witnessed an execution. And that, I think, is a public record. It's part of the archives that go with this case. Should my name be public, but the executioner's name and anybody else who's involved be kept secret? Is there any kind of a defensible reason that you can think of that my name should be public and the other participants from the corrections department should be kept secret?
You know, you raise a very important question, and that is, in a democracy, for the democratic process to work, the default has to be that the government acts in the name of the people and the people have a right to know. There are specific exceptions, but those exceptions are generally very narrow and for a specifically compelling governmental interest, and has to be the most narrow way of imposing the least secrecy. Now, as to what is being withheld here, there is no basis for withholding the testimony of M3. There is no basis for withholding the processes by which the state has come to be in possession of a purported drug. There is no basis for withholding information as to what alternatives to the proposed protocol were considered. There is too much information being withheld from the public. The public needs to be skeptical of this process. The state of Missouri needs to slow down, step back, and do this the right way.
Are there other victims who survived or families of victims who did not survive who might be interested or should be interested in joining this lawsuit as a friend of the court or in some other relationship?
You know, this is the imposition of capital punishment, the impact on victims' families of actions can never be overstated. It is clearly huge. Each individual needs to come to his or her own journey in dealing with these instances. But Mr. Flint, as one person impacted, I think has a very compelling story, and I think is very appropriate to speak on behalf of the public of saying the information must be released.